Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us is Jim Kevlin. He's the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, The Freeman's Journal, and AllOutsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Really interesting story today that we're going to talk about, and it has to do with a small village called Islamburg, which is just south of Oneonta in your area and our listening area, and quite a situation going on there. Tell us about it.
Yes, David. This is a story that's usually a little outside our circulation area. Islamburg is about 30, 40 miles south of Oneonta, and it's a group of Sunni Muslims, Americans, that have been living there in a communal manner since 1980. The other day, a motorcycle group from Tennessee, American Bikers Against Jihad, announced they were going to visit Islamburg. It's unclear what they have in mind, although some web postings have been threatening, and certainly the folks at Islamburg, you know, feel somewhat threatened. Well, last Sunday, the Oneonta chapter of the NAACP called a rally at the Unitarian Universalist Church, and more than 100 people showed up to express solidarity with Islamburg and, you know, support for their right to live in peace. The mayor of Islamburg, Rashid Clark, showed up, a very level-headed, open, approachable individual, spoke about his particular life and accept the fact that he's a practicing Muslim, in very many ways, is an all-American boy. He was a wildcat at Hancock High School, and he since has become a union carpenter and has worked on major projects, dorms at West Point, the factory at Malta, which required levels of security clearance in order to participate. So the group that was gathered was sort of predisposed to support Islamburg, but after listening to Rashid, I think everyone felt more comfortable with, you know, with that particular stance. At the end of the rally, Lee Fisher, the president of the local NAACP chapter, asked if he should charter a bus for May 15th to take local supporters down to Islamburg to stand vigil with the local Muslims. The shout went up, yes. You know, many people in the group were very favorable to doing that. So this is an evolving story, but one that's somewhat encouraging given the national political climate regarding immigration and the other these days. One interesting aspect, there were a number of descendants of families who suffered losses in the Holocaust in the audience that day, and they spoke out in favor of support for Islamburg. And Ken Sider, the president of the local synagogue, read a statement from the synagogue supporting Islamburg. So in a period of when we seem to be uptight and splintered about the issue of immigration, it was just a very encouraging afternoon.
We've been speaking with Jim Kevlin. He is the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, The Freeman's Journal, on AllOutsego.com, where you can go to find the news. Jim, thanks so much, as always, for joining us.
Thank you, David.